time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us. We've got some great articles coming up. The 10 immune system killers of all time. Then an article about cheese and milk from regular cows, hormone. We've got a study that talks about what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat if you have arthritis. So what we now know, as an example, is that in the heart, there's about 44,000 neural cells that are almost exactly the same as brain cells, but they're totally independent of the brain, and they're in the heart. So one of the things that we know is wherever you touch your body with your hands, with your fingertips, you're putting your consciousness in that area. And what you want is to develop a sense of gratitude and thankfulness for the prayer to already be answered. The American Indians pray for rain. They didn't pray for rain. They gave thanks for it already to be raining. And they would visualize their toes playing in the puddles of water. So again, in the name of the higher spirit, however you want to start that, I love and appreciate my immune system for always keeping me healthy and cancer-free. And what you want to do is develop a feeling of gratitude and a sense of gratitude that the healing has already occurred. And the other thing you want to do is develop a sense of gratitude and happiness for someone else's success, so that you're always thinking of happiness and gratitude. And when someone wins the lotto, you don't want, oh gosh, I wish I would have won that. No, you want to feel uplifted gratitude and happiness for them. So that's part of the prayer. And on the continuing, I use the juicing therapy and the vitamin C, and all of those that were mentioned are very good. I would add to the list, of course, the proper nutritional program, what foods to eat, what foods to avoid, and also what nutrients. I use Nature Sunshine, a lot of their nutrients. I also use another couple companies. If Nature Sunshine does not have it, I use the doTERRA product line as the essential oils. I think they're the best. And again, we use those vitamins, minerals, essential oils, enzymes. We use those to enhance health, not to cure disease. And again, that's the difference between natural medicine and allopathic medicine. Allopathic or drug and medicine is how do we alleviate that symptom, and that you can go about your lifestyle without making any changes. Wherein when someone comes to me or any other naturopath, it's what are you doing in your lifestyle that's creating the environment for these diseases, and let's figure out how to change that, how not to do that anymore, how to change your lifestyle, change your diet, change your mental attitudes, exercise, meditation, stress reduction, prayer, and also being of service. I pride myself in being able to answer almost any question on healthcare. I have a doctorate in medicine, a doctorate in science, a doctorate in natural healthcare, natural medicine. I am a full professor from the Open International University in Sri Lanka on complementary medicine. I was a student of Anton Jayaswarya, I think one of the greatest holistic health MDs. And I studied there in Colombo, and they have the largest holistic health hospital in the world. It's a 2,300-bed teaching hospital. So I was granted from Dr. Jayaswarya to be a full professor in alternative medicine, and I have proud myself to be a specialist on all aspects of naturopathy. So whether it's reading a blood chemistry or looking through a microscope at your blood, or understanding herbs, vitamins, enzymes, I'm learning more and more about essential oils, so oftentimes I refer to the people that work with me who have been putting more time into that, but I have people that are very knowledgeable, so I really appreciate that. I'm one of the top people in the world for iridology and for the RAID system, and the RAID system is the psychological analysis of how to understand what is it that the mind is attempting to learn when you're experiencing negative emotions, and how do you process those negative emotions? How do you change those negative emotions and that baggage that you carry your entire life and reestablish, in essence, an understanding that promotes healing on that so that you can let that baggage go, or that baggage changes into understanding and helping you to process and get on with your life in a positive way. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Top 10 immune system killers of all time. Most health-conscious consumers know about, you know, all kinds of foods, herbs, supplements that boost the immune system, from vitamin D and vitamin C and taking vitamin B12 and using the spiced turmeric and garlic and milk thistle and probiotic-rich foods like sauerkraut and kimchi, eating medicinal mushrooms, eating healthy always promotes health. So when you stop eating garbage and junk food and you substitute that with healthy foods and vitamins, you're on the way to promoting health in your own body. But at the same time, there are immune system busters, and there are things that can wipe out an immune system in minutes. That's exactly what I think a lot of medical doctors, not all medical doctors, again, there's this whole new group of medical doctors called A for M. They're really looking more and more at natural medicine, even some oncologists, but they have to be very careful what they say so that they don't get sanctioned by their own medical boards. But when you look at Western foods and Western civilization, you're going to see that the foundation of that is chemicals, chemicals, chemicals. Whether it's in our farming and using chemical-based fertilizers where they take all of the nutrients out of the topsoil and they just put a compound called NPK, potassium and nitrogen, and, you know, just fertilizers. They put those in at the expense of all of the other nutrients, because there's all kinds of things that need to be in the topsoil. There's a compound called fulvic acid, which is really the most important ingredient in topsoil, and the United States has been losing topsoil by the tons all of the time. And now we have foods, petroleum-based foods, petroleum-based food colorings, synthetic flavorings, artificial sweeteners, bleached white foods, toxic-loaded gluten foods that can stop you up for days, whether it's mucus in your nose and sinuses or constipation. Everything is microwavable now, and microwavable meals. You've got monosodium gluconate, MSG, and the list just goes on and on and on. So it seems like our entire Western whole genetic markup, or the Western medicine using genetically modified foods and adulterated, genetically mutated foods, sprayed with toxins, sprayed with insecticides, herbicides, pesticides that kill everything but the plant. What happens is we eat those plants full of those toxins, thanks to biotechnology firms that are screwing with Mother Nature. So most people just eat, drink, whatever. Then they rush to the MD for some painkillers or blood thinners or cholesterol-reducing medication, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and they get their flu shots and surgeries, and they hope to stave off the inevitable, which is ironically, a lot of it is preventable diseases and disorders, where there are certain things, there's 10 things for sure that have been what we call the killers of all time, or things that destroy the immune system. Number one is vaccines. You think you're creating immunity. You're actually destroying your immune system by injecting all of these foreign proteins of other animal bloods into your muscle tissues, which shocks your central nervous system, confuses your immune system entirely. So autoimmune diseases, they're becoming rampant more and more. As an example, peanut oil is in a lot of the vaccines and medications that are injected, and we now have peanuts that are almost life-threatening allergies that have increased dramatically in the last 30 years since all of these toxic drugs have been introduced into the bloodstream. So vaccines are number one, and a lot of people don't realize that in these vaccines are infected blood cells from cows and chickens and dogs and monkeys and, yes, and even human fetal abortions. So the CDC and your MDs all swear by your vaccines, but they are not all safe, especially influenza vaccines. You have to remember the vaccine industry has doled out about $4 billion for injuries through their secretive courts that features their own appointed judges. They have given out now at least $4 billion for personal injuries. Another ones are antibiotics. Now, antibiotics have served their purpose, but now they're given out like candy. Everybody goes to the doctor and they expect something. So even though you may have a viral infection, they're going to give you antibiotics. Antibiotics are now given by the ton in animal feeds, and it's changing the intestinal flora in the animals. It's wiping out the immunity of those animals, so they're given more and more antibiotics. Also, you have animals being raised in tight packs, you know, where there's one animal on top of another animal. So when one animal gets sick, they all get sick. So that's why they have to give antibiotics. It doesn't matter whether it's cows or pigs or lamb when they're in these unnatural pens. When you look at cows in the wild, they're not all close together, and they eat the grass. So number three is chemical insecticides, and that's also, we would have to include number four, which are herbicides, and then we could say not just herbicides and insecticides, but fungicides and pesticides, all of those that kill organisms. Now, of course, we need some kinds of these things. When you have organic food and organic soils, you'll find that these plants don't get sick and they don't get the worms and parasites in them. But when you have devitalized soils, you get devitalized foods. Number five becomes prescription medication, which are also given out like candy. Statin drugs is just one class of prescription medication, and I think that's also malpractice to give those kinds of drugs. They cause muscle damage. One of the things you have to look at is, what is your heart made out of? It's made out of a muscle. So here you give statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and what those drugs do is they stop the production of mitochondria, which is the energy factory in the muscle fibers, and your heart has more mitochondria per cell than any other muscle because it has to continue to beat. So instead of giving vitamin E and selenium and CQ10 and essential fatty acids that can really promote heart health, no, they give statin drugs that lower cholesterol. So that's number five. Number six, all of these antibacterial hand sanitizers, soaps, detergents, toothpastes with fluorides in it, all of these chemical body washes. What you're doing is taking the good bacteria off your skin, changing bacteria inside your mouth, down your throat, throughout the stomach and the intestinal tract. And we now know that these bacteria are quite important. Number seven is heavy metal toxicity. Again, a lot of these heavy metals are in vaccines. And also, there's heavy metals a lot in the soils today, and that's taken up by the foods. And when you eat those foods, those heavy metals are going to affect the production of your white blood cells, your red blood cells. It's also in paint and in the environment. And so you have to be very careful with mercury and cadmium and lead and arsenic and all of these, even nickel. You'll find that often nickel is in a lot of your jewelry, and it'll cause someone's skin when you wear rings or necklaces to break out. So you have to be careful. Also, a lot of these metals are in tap water. They end up being in juices and all of the other foods. Number eight is fluoride, and no matter what the dentist tells you, fluoride dripped into most water municipal taps is sodium fluoride, which is also an insecticide. This fluoride is not good for your teeth, and every study in the world shows that the higher the fluoride in the water, the worse your immune system is. It also changes the gut bacteria in your gut, and it also lowers IQ. You have to be careful. It does cause brittle bones and cancer. Number nine is chemotherapy, and there's no other way to put it that chemotherapy does not actually wipe out your cancer. What it does is it wipes out your immune system, and the cancer cells that continue are now chemo-resistant. By the time you get a stage four cancer, there's very little life expectancy for anyone with a stage 4 cancer, except in natural medicine. Even with stage 4 cancer, you can reverse that by changing your diet, doing the things that we just mentioned, vitamin C drip, colonic therapy, ozone therapy, you know, herbal therapy, using medicinal mushrooms, all of these. They're all part of a natural protocols. Cancer has a dismal 97% failure rate on anybody, any with cancer, stage 3 or stage 4. Almost, I mean, think of that, 97% failure rate. Yet they will continue to give you the chemotherapy. Then the last thing is genetically modified organisms. What they have done is bred these foods to contain the pesticide as part of the food. So this way they can spray more of the pesticide on the food, and when the animal eats that food, whether they're eating the pesticide sprayed on it or eating the food itself, their stomachs explode and they die. So when humans are eating a huge amount of these foods, and what happens, they're eating all of these GMO foods, and it's now everywhere. Genetically modified soy, corn, sugar beets, genetically modified everything. And when you eat that over a long period of time, what you end up with is bad stomachs. And when you look at some of the biggest diseases of today is acid reflux, ulcers, stomach gastritis, Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea, and irritable bowel syndrome and colitis and all of these other things. So that's number 10. This is Eliezer Van Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915 915- 833-0222. 833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Another article I want to talk about is how do you use foods to help with cancer? You know, for a lot of people, having cancer is a death sentence. Indeed, the World Health Organization reports that around 1 in 6 deaths around the world is due to cancer. And it's important to understand that a lot of the risk factors for this devastating disease is either behavioral or dietary in nature. You know, they always talked about it being possibly genetics and what's your genes and DNA. But what we now know is that genetics is only manifested through your behavior, through your dietary, through what your lifestyle is. So just because you have a genetic predisposition does not mean it manifests. 5 of the leading risk factors for any kind of cancer. First one is really being high body mass index, or really being overweight. Another one is eating low fruits and vegetables, or physical inactivity, too much tobacco, too much alcohol. And to me, I put in there eating all of the foods that are high in pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides, because every one of those chemicals act as estrogen. Estrogen, we now know, is one of the main causes of cancer. What happens is, of course, in the regular medical profession, you go to your oncologist, and the first thing is chemotherapy, and then they'll talk about radiation, then heavy drugs. And when you ask the oncologist, what about dietary changes? And they'll tell you, oh, it doesn't matter. And when someone comes to me, the first thing they know is that they're going to change their diet. So there's all kinds of Albert Einstein College of Medicine has done some studies. You know, chemotherapy causes a sharp increase in cancer cells circulating throughout the body. And when you get chemotherapy, it makes the surviving cancer cells much more resistant to chemotherapy. So what do you do to break that cycle? Well, there's certain foods that have been tested throughout the years over and over, and those foods have been shown to reduce your incidence of cancer in prevention, and for those of you that have cancer, to actually avoid or get rid of the cancer. And one of the first is, of course, green tea. You've heard about drinking green tea. Of course, the Japanese and Chinese drink a lot of tea, and there was a study in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research that points out that the EGCG, which is the active ingredient in green tea, is very useful in treating cancer. And it's been found to inhibit and suppress tumors, especially based on cancer stem cells. Another one is ginger, and drinking ginger tea or using ginger oil, essential oil, or actually using the ginger plant, either the fresh or the ground powder. It actually has been found to perform better than chemotherapy in targeting cancer cells without harming healthy cells around it. A lot of the research was published in the journal PLOS. They found that the essential oils in ginger actually programmed the cell death of cancer cells. The next one, and I have a number of articles on that, is turmeric. And a lot of people call it turmeric, but it's actually turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, not T-U-M. It's a revered spice in Ayurvedic medicine, and it has multiple health benefits. It can treat a variety of diseases, cancer and heart disease and diabetes. And the active ingredient is curcumin, and a recent study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, an international study, was found that the curcumin combined with certain proteins in the body that prevent cancer cells from spreading. So we sell in our store a non-irradiated organic form of turmeric. Almost 99% of all spices in the United States have been irradiated. We pride ourselves. We get cayenne pepper, our cinnamon, and our turmeric powder, and they're very inexpensive. For people with cancer or that want to prevent cancer or other diseases, you can get the powdered turmeric, and you could put anywhere from a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon, and you'll get very high amounts of curcumin from that powder. And you put it in a smoothie or in your soups or other foods. Another one is dark grapes. Dark grapes, especially the skins and the seeds. Studies done in the British medical journals have shown that the proanthocyanidins and the resveratrol are in the grapes, and they can be used for cancer cells. And that's the reason I have resveratrol and these chemicals in prime longevity. And then the last one are berries, especially blueberries. A study in the journal Pathology and Oncology Research found that blueberries, and again, they have proanthocyanidins, anthocyanidins. These are heavy chemicals that can make cells more vulnerable. And actually, for those getting chemotherapy, when you have blueberries and raspberries and boysenberries, you can handle the radiation better. It makes the cancer cells more susceptible to the radiation. Blueberries and other berries can reduce the number of cancer cells by 25%. So these are some of the things that you can use. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. It really kind of solidifies what I've just been talking about, and it was on cancer. There was a study done, and they found that the cancer is largely caused by eating all these processed foods and toxic ingredients. And this is a study that was done at the University of Calgary in Canada. And they wanted to find out, why is it that cancer is on the rise? And so they went in and they did a study into the put it into the Alberta Cancer Registry. Not only is cancer risk closely connected to one's lifestyle, it can also be changed in your favor rather quickly if you have the data to change your lifestyle. If you want to know how much a person's lifestyle affects his or her own cancer risk, well, it's just a little over 40%. Now think of that. 40% of your risk factor for cancer is what you're eating. It's also your lifestyle. So there are a lot of risk factors. Another thing that's really going to affect you, being overweight, obesity, inadequate physical activity, not eating enough organic fruits and vegetables. That's critical. Also, not eating enough fiber, excessive red meat, and especially processed meat consumption, bologna and salami and all of these processed kind of meats. Another one is your vitamin D level is too low. And so, again, you want that vitamin D level as close to 70, 75 as possible. And you can take vitamin D in vitamin D3 in natural little capsules, 5,000 units per capsule. And so that's good. Too much consumption of alcohol, that's another one. Women, if you're taking oral contraceptives or hormonal therapy, that can disrupt a lot of the things in your body. Getting all these different viruses like Epstein-Barr virus or hepatitis B or C viruses or human papilloma viruses. Also getting Helicobacter pylori. Most people don't react to that, but if you're getting a chronic heartburn, then you might have that bacteria checked. It's the one time I say, do the two-week antibiotic program because we can make up for it. It's only 2 weeks, and you kill that bacteria, and you'll probably get rid of that stomach issue. Otherwise, we know the Helicobacter pylori can cause stomach cancer. The next one I was seeing is air pollution, and too much air pollution can cause it. Look at some of these cities. You look in Japan and Korea and India, they're all having to wear face masks because the air quality is so bad. Also, when you're working under a lot of artificial lights and UV radiation, then there's radon and disinfection products, fungicides and insecticides. These can all affect us. So the research conclusions are is that cancer increase is because of a lot of the exposure that we have to all of these chemicals in our lifestyle.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Going back to articles that I wanted to cover, there's a difference between cheeses made in the United States that come from hormone-treated cows and cheeses that come from Europe, where by law, in Europe, cows are only allowed to eat grass. But when you're talking about cows that are in the United States that are eating genetically modified corn and genetically modified soybeans, and they eat protein pellets that have all kinds of things that have been ground up and put into pellets, you know, general dairy products, there's been shown a link between consuming a lot of dairy products and obesity, but that's only one thing. But a recent study has come out on a recent report that claims the researchers from the Roswell Park Cancer Institute in New York examined more than 3,000 women and found that with those women who had the highest consumption of American cheddar cheeses and cream cheeses and other American varieties of cheeses had a 53% increased risk of developing breast cancer. However, eating yogurt and eating cheeses from grass-fed cows had a associated with a reduced risk of cancer. Now, also, the same people that are drinking milk and eating lots of cheeses, they're probably also eating regular foods that are full of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. So you'd have to add that, because all of those act as estrogen. And so you're not just getting the estrogen from the cheeses, you're getting the estrogen from the foods. And we now know that estrogens increase your risk dramatically of cancer. Dairy foods are complex mixtures of nutrients that could be negatively as well as positively associated with cancer. So when you have the organic raw dairy products and cheeses and yogurts, and now there's a new yogurt, by the way, made from coconut milk. Anyway, there's a good lead author on a good book, a professor of oncology, Dr. Susan McCann. It's on the negative as positive associations of dairy products and cancer. I think all of this hormone treatment of cows are what's causing a lot of these negative outcomes in humans. And again, even when they get diagnosed with the disease, they still consume the same foods, because when you go to the doctor, you don't have to change your diet. You just take these chemicals. So the American Cancer Society is just going to give you your chemotherapy and hope you get better. But unless you make those proper changes in your lifestyle, when you do make those adjustments, and it's not always easy, we know that, but when you cut out all of these garbage foods, you'll notice that your body enhances. You don't get sick anymore. So you can save a lot of money by not having to go to the hospital or to the doctor. As an example, people I know that have said they grew up on farms and that those farms, they only fed alfalfa and grass and that they didn't spray the grass. They let the cows roam in the fields and they didn't spray the alfalfas and they let them eat the natural foods. And those dairy products are totally different. There are some controversy. Some of the doctors out there, some of my mentors even don't like a lot of dairy products, but some of my mentors said that the raw dairy products were actually beneficial. Now, a lot of the dairy products that you're seeing today are nothing more than liquid mucus. And whether you're drinking milk or eating these cheeses that have all these chemicals and hormones in it, you're eating nothing but liquid mucus. You know, when you eat a big thing of cheese, what do you get in the back of your throat? You get all this mucus. It builds up in the system, and it's the breeding ground for viruses and bacteria. So I wanted to cover this. Two articles are going to go together. This first one is a guide to foods you should and shouldn't be eating when you have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, any of those kinds of arthritic-type diseases. What you want is anti-inflammatory foods, or a lot of people are eating inflammatory foods. So there's foods that contain plenty of antioxidants, and these typically have anti-inflammatory properties. Eating a steady diet of these foods can actually help alleviate the inflammation, which is really the beginnings of all of your inflammatory diseases. Now, number one is colorful fruits. And you're going to see fruits from blackberries and plums and grapes and dark blue and purple fruits are loaded with beneficial antioxidants. And red fruits and bright red and orange and yellow, such as apples and pineapples and peaches and apricots and strawberries and papayas and mangoes. Again, as much as we can, we want non-GMO organic. So the colorful fruits, each of those colors themselves have different chemicals in them, which are very anti-inflammatory, full of these natural compounds that prevent diseases. The next couple are dark leafy greens and kale and spinach. But you can find a gold mine of antioxidants in vegetables such as your kale and spinach and Swiss chard and red leaf lettuce and mustard greens and beet tops and carrot tops. The next anti-inflammatory we know are the omega-3 fatty acids in healthy fish, things like wild salmon and sardines and mackerel and herring are going to be your best omega-3 fatty foods. Then the next group are beans, especially organic beans, and they're almost a perfect meatless alternative. Beans are extremely nutrient-dense, very high in protein, and the different colored beans, again, are very high in antioxidants and are very strong anti-inflammatories. People that eat a lot of beans do lower their C-reactive proteins. Another one is green teas and herbal teas, and they're some of the healthiest beverages you can drink. You can actually make your own hibiscus tea mixed with chamomile and a little honey. The next one is ginger and turmeric and garlic and onions. And these are different vegetables and spices that are very high in antioxidants and sulfur and really can help prevent diseases. So these are your anti-inflammatory foods. Now there's a whole nother group of foods that can trigger inflammation. And these are things like your red meats. Now, for me, I separate meat that is raised on organic grass-fed, meaning beef and lamb that are raised only on grass. And then there's not pork. Pork eats more than grass. They eat, pork is just, to me, a very unhealthy food. Pork digests foods differently, and their enzymes and everything else, they absorb much more toxic material, bacteria, and parasites. Then, of course, you have fried foods, such as fried chicken and donuts and French fries. And I'm not talking about the fact that they don't taste well. I'm just talking about the fact that they produce a lot of trans fats, and those trans fats can trigger systemic inflammation. Then you have a lot of your processed foods, baked goods and prepackaged meals and prepackaged foods. And these are all normally full of hydrogenated oils and trans fats and a lot of preservatives. And again, when you read the labels, you're going to be reading like a science project. So especially those things that contain partially hydrogenated oils. So we don't want that. Then the next thing is eating a lot of sugar. And most foods nowadays, especially packaged foods, full of sugar. In the 50s, when fat was the bad guy, they replaced fat with sugar. And that's when you also started to see a lot of the diseases increase. So sugar, it's been added to all of your pastries and chocolates and candies and soda pop. And it's even added to fruit juices. So eating these items can trigger the release of what we call inflammatory cytokines in the body. And they can increase your inflammatory response. The next is the cheeses and the high-fat dairy products from hormone-laden cows. And then the last one is all your white flours and refined grains. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining the body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's shows were brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.